Day, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Now today I just wanted to say a little bit about jumping worms. And no, it's not a joke, and I have mentioned things before about them. But what looks like a common earthworm and thrashes about wildly, sort of like a snake and leaps up when disturbed, can shed a portion of its tail to escape. Well, this is what a jumping worm does. It's a native to China, Korea, and Japan. And these jumping worms can be several different Asian worm species, actually. The creepy crawlers were first introduced to North America in the early 1900s, and really not much was thought about them then, but they are becoming quite a problem. Now, they spread through mulch, and even on soil in the plants that you get from down south, and they've been even appearing in our forest in more recent years. Now, jumping worms live on the very top layer of the soil, and they have quite an insatiable hunger. They eat the forest floor litter, which sounds good, but it removes the nutrients from the soil, and they leave behind their castings on the surface of the soil, which often wash away, and they don't penetrate deeper down into the ground where the roots from the plants would be. Now, the worm's presence makes soil susceptible to erosion and creates an environment in which many plants and even trees can't survive. When mature, the jumping worms reach about 4 to 8 inches in length. A telltale sign that differentiates them from our normal good worms is a milky white ring itself. Now, authorities advise destroying a mature jumping worms by drowning them in alcohol or vinegar or even soapy water, or putting them into a sealed plastic bag that's then left out in the sun. Now, just check out the internet on all these invasive species and things if you want more information. Some of our Southern Horticultural Societies are having quite a difficult problem with them, and it's really coming up on the radar for gardeners and things like that. So anyway, keep a lookout for them. If you see them, please report them to invasive species and get rid of them if you can. Have a great gardening time. Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Bye-bye for now.